Welcome back to another episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. This is Brett Tharp, advisory trainer and CFP here at eMoney, and I'm extremely excited to be hosting today's episode because it's a very exciting time for eMoney. We are gearing up for a very significant software release that's planned at the end of the month, and one aspect of this release is a major enhancement to eMoney's Decision Center. We'll be focusing future podcast episodes on these new enhancements once they're available. So in today's conversation, I wanted to showcase eMoney's Decision Center and share insights on how to leverage this tool as it exists right now to foster more personalized and successful client meetings. And to help me in this endeavor, I'm fortunate to be joined by Chris DeRubo, Senior Success Coach at eMoney. Chris has extensive industry experience and speaks daily with financial advisors, helping them use eMoney tools to drive better results and stronger relationships. So with that said, let's begin.
Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker, not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates.
Hey, Chris. Welcome to the Knowledge Base Podcast. We're extremely happy to have you join us today. And since this is your first time on the podcast, do you mind sharing a little bit about yourself with the audience, maybe your role, background, experiencing anything else that you'd like to share?
Yeah, thanks, Brett. Thanks for having me today. And really excited to join the podcast. I've worked in financial services for over 15 years, specializing in financial planning, and have actually used eMoney throughout my career and just reached the five-year mark here at eMoney. In my current role as success coach, my focus is really on helping and consulting financial advisors to implement eMoney into their business models to increase their financial planning growth and scalability, and ultimately offering the best financial planning client experience to their client.
Knowing that you had ample experience, you were an easy candidate. You came top of mind for our conversation for this episode, which is maximizing client meetings and the capabilities and eMoney to present effectively. So as you know, eMoney is going to be unveiling some pretty significant enhancements across the platform at the end of the month. Yeah, and one of these enhancements relates to some automated planning insights that are going to help our users develop financial plans and recommendations effectively and efficiently. But before we unveil this great enhancement, I figured it'd be smart for us to take a step back, discuss some of the current capabilities inside of the Decision Center, and provide the audience with some strategies to consider adopting and deploying in their own client meetings. So let's just kick off today's episode with just a more high-level conversation here about what makes a client meeting successful. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I think about a successful client meeting, it's really one that revolves around engagement and open communication and active listening. Really listening for what makes that client's decision and behavioral finance, that component of the client advisor relationship, and an inclusive and offering a kind of a transparent environment. And then now kind of moving forward, leveraging technology that addresses those client questions and ideas in real time, and having a tool to effectively demonstrate the benefits or consequences in a easy way for those clients to comprehend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think your point about active listening is key. Being able to hear and synthesize what a client is asking and bringing up during a meeting, and then delivering right then and there on, hey, I heard you. Here's what I can show you based upon your question inside of this tool and the impact that this decision could have. So the active listening component, I think, is huge. And one other thing that I just naturally think about is we shouldn't base success solely on a client saying yes or no to a recommendation or opting in, right? Because there's going to be a lot more that goes into it. And like you're saying, just demonstrating that you're listening, that you have their interests front and center, top of mind, and that overall the client is being heard and feels open to share anything that they're feeling. I think that ultimately is what makes a meeting successful. Let's turn a little bit more on the actual software here and some of the capabilities that Decision Center allows. First, let's talk, how do you typically introduce the Decision Center, particularly to someone who maybe hasn't had the experience of conducting an interactive meeting and using an interactive tool and instead uses something just like a more traditional paper presentation? What are some of the benefits of using our technology and Decision Center specifically to facilitate a client meeting?
Yeah, great question. The eMoney interactive tools are, I think, is a great way for advisors, as I always say, to not just tell clients, but really have the ability to show clients either their current financial position, gaps in their current plans, or ways that the advisor can help clients achieve their goals in a really easy to follow manner, simplifying and removing the need for industry jargon and getting lost in reports and illustrations. So again, a great way to not just tell clients, but have a great way to show clients what that could look like. And like you said, I think focusing on clients being heard is really paramount in that conversation.
Now, of course, with some of our users who aren't using this approach, they may hit some initial hurdles or just obstacles in adopting the Decision Center into their own approach. And knowing that you work firsthand with users on items like this, wanted to get your insights about some of, again, these initial stumbling blocks or hurdles that prevents a user from initially adopting the Decision Center. Can you speak to some of those types of hurdles?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's something that working with new users, existing advisors, wherever that user falls along that spectrum comes up very often in our work as success coaches. And the piece that comes to mind is change or shift, and shifting that process or changing the approach. And like anything new, it can feel uncomfortable at first, but I always share that eMoney's planning tools are where the fun begins with clients. And it's actually the easiest area of the platform to learn, where our product and financial planning team is laser focused on making the platform and client facing interactive tools as easy as possible. And I'll often ask advisors in my coaching sessions, what would your meetings look like if you weren't reviewing reports and illustrations and having to translate technical jargon into something that truly lands with your clients? And the feedback is always making it the client meeting and that conversation more meaningful, and having more meaningful connections with clients, and having, at the end, real conversations. And in my coaching, I always aim to reduce friction and barriers. And I'll typically coach to the concept of replicating that advisor's current process and agenda. Now, just having with eMoney and specifically Decision Center, these advanced planning tools and techniques, which really become the bullet points that they used to speak to on paper.
There's going to be a lot of different ways to leverage the different views and whatnot that are available in the Decision Center. So wanted to get some of your thoughts on maybe how to position some of the different views. So specifically the single view that maybe focuses on a particular topic or module versus the newer presentation view. Wanted to maybe get some of your thoughts on where to use either and maybe some other ideas about bringing these different views to life.
Sure. Yeah, single view is the foundation of Decision Center. This is what was originally available when the tool was first introduced. Single view brings over different reports ranging between cash flow to lifetime portfolio value, Monte Carlo, taxes, you name it. It's really a very effective tool to zero in on targeted aspects of financial planning and encourages interaction and really more conversation throughout the client meeting. It's designed so that users can highlight and emphasize and demonstrate various courses of action in real time. And the evolution of Decision Center is really to make this single view, pun intended, the heart of a client meeting. And more and more tools and reports and data are now available within Decision Center, effectively eliminating the need to have to move around the platform for that one-off report or whatever it might be. The Decision Center experience isn't what a client experiences on the client portal, which is a great segue and to introduce the presentation option, where this marries the visuals in the past were only available to Decision Center to display on the client portal, and now to have in the new My Plan feature of the client portal enabled is when you'll be able to have more consistency between the client portal and your client meetings. So I always think of it where clients can revisit what was discussed earlier in that meeting. Perhaps maybe if one spouse couldn't attend or just want to go and revisit, hey, what did we talk about earlier today? Having more continuity between what was shared in that meeting and then when the client goes back home to kind of review their notes. And in addition to presentation view being more dynamic, is that the views on both the advisor side and the client side will reflect the data that is changed or removed. New data being added or when changes are made in the advanced plan, both the tool on the advisor side along with the client portal will also be reflective with this new information. So the days of relying on paper presentations that could be out of date within 24 hours are a thing of the past.
One other thing I like bringing up in my own training facilitations, and I'll give you maybe my pitch first, and then you can certainly give me your thoughts on it. There's another view that you can layer in. It's multi-view. So how I think about multi-view inside of Decision Center, it's very similar to that plan summary report, which is customizable, eMoney. The plan summary is essentially an executive summary, right? A one-pager that can say, here's where we're at. Here are the high points that I want you to focus on, whether that's total portfolio assets I'm projecting to have at the end of the simulation or a Monte Carlo score or things like that. I like positioning the multi-view to just serve as that executive summary to either open up or maybe even end that client meeting where you're holding it in the Decision Center. So that's kind of where I stand on the multi-view, but wanted to hear your thoughts and maybe if you have any other ways of thinking about this particular view.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I use that same phrasing in my coaching sessions and conversations as well, that executive summary. And I also think of Decision Center multi-view really as a great solution for that client meeting where I may only have a compressed amount of time and really need to be able to answer that client question or demonstrate the value of one change or another recommendation or another. So like you said, it's an interactive version of an executive summary of that client's plan, much like the plan summary one-page financial plan document. And what's neat about that tool is the ability to select the most important metrics or pieces of information to showcase, like total portfolio assets, the years funded, Monte Carlo score, and so on. And kind of like you touched on, you could use this tool to potentially kick off a client meeting or where you're currently reviewing, and then by the end of the meeting, revisit MultiView to see the impacts of the agreed upon actions going forward in more of a holistic view of eliminating the need to flip and forth between multiple or several reports.
I really like that point that you just made about, hey, if I don't have as much time as maybe I would like to have for my client meeting, hey, it's a great way to condense some of the meeting itself while still hitting on those highlights and the hallmarks of the plan that's in place. So thank you for sharing that. Something else I'd like to pick your brain on here, Chris, is, as you know, we can layer in advanced plans that typically demonstrate things that a client can control. And then we can layer in also what we call a what if for those external factors that are outside of a client's control. And I wanted to get your thoughts on whether you feel it's important or better maybe to create what ifs in advance or maybe just try to create them on the fly when the client maybe brings up something like a premature death, or if I get sick, or if the markets tank, or something like that. So what are your thoughts there on either pre-populating or maybe just creating those what ifs in the meeting itself?
Yeah, great question, Brad. And something that I face very often when I was client facing, and then also now in my coaching. And I often think of and see the e-money what ifs and planning techniques really as the bullet points of a client meeting. And just like anything else, when preparing for a client meeting, it's all about preparedness. And I often coach to this idea of having that outline prepared in advance and to the best of a user's ability, anticipate as many client questions as possible. To your point, you know, we can't anticipate everything. So having that familiarity and confidence in using the what ifs as well as the advanced planning techniques gives that user, that advisor, the confidence to be able to respond live in real time with that client. So thinking of the best prepared agenda, getting that question about, you know, some of the news and headlines and what have you, and how that might prompt something that we didn't have prepared because of whatever the news headlines were overnight or over the weekend, to be able to, like you shared, demonstrate that what if there is a downturn in the market? What if there was a disruption of income, or one spouse predeceased another, and how that would then impact some of the other dependent variables of the plan, timing of retirement and Social Security and lifetime living expenses, you name it. And then where I lead advisors to going forward is, as advisors become more proficient and more comfortable with using these tools, eventually being able to, kind of as we're discussing now, being able to respond to that one-off or unexpected question in real time and on the fly.
Yeah, it's the wannabe Boy Scout in me, but always be prepared, right? And so I typically train to that as well. If you think something's going to come up, you might as well put something together so that you have something in the chamber. But at the same time, as you said, you can respond to anything that maybe is a complete curveball while still being able to design that what if situation and speak to the impact that that potential curveball could have. Now, as you know, right, and I'm sure you've experienced this yourself, and then you also coach to this, but not every advisor is going to follow the same way of kind of telling their story. So I wanted to get your thoughts on just some different ways to potentially tell that story and just the overall impact that putting this story together in advance of the client meeting can have. So what are your thoughts there on just some storytelling impacts?
Sure. Yeah, I think of storytelling really as the art of the client meeting. And going back to when I was client facing, I actually used the framework of literature or movies. And now in my coaching, I almost often cite the same flow, starting with that intro and then the trials and tribulations or the struggle or what have you, getting to that climax and then finally achieving whatever that solution or path forward is. And within e-money, effectively walking a client through from the base facts to sharing findings or key observations. And that might translate to using a variety of reports or tools, needs analysis, and so on, to spending the large majority of the client meeting presenting options and solutions in a combination of using the goal planner. And as we're talking specifically about Decision Center and all the new capabilities, to then finally committing to a plan to implement. And last, saving everything inside of the vault to memorialize, and it becomes a great kind of progress report to look backwards. So at the beginning of the year, what was the plan for 2026? And then working our way through each cadence of the meetings, quarterly, monthly, or even annually, what was accomplished going back to our February, March meeting, and so on and so on. And this process within e-money works exceptionally well, whether it's a structured meeting, again, like an annual review, a pulse check meeting due to market volatility, or even when responding to client questions, presenting various options or solutions to help a client achieve goals, be it purchasing a new home, funding a child's education, or properly structuring an estate plan to maximize legacy and minimize tax consequences.
And there can be multiple ways, right, to use the tools that we have. What we, again, try to encourage is, hey, whatever approach that you like, whatever makes your voice resonate as much as possible, we want to encourage that type of approach and behavior. So whether it's, like you said, starting with base facts, finding some observations, turning on different techniques to kind of demonstrate some potential courses of action that lead to whatever solutions, that's always huge. It can be small things too, like just reordering literally the order that the different techniques, just how they appear in the tool, right? Maybe changing a couple of the names of the techniques so that a client can better follow along. There's a lot of different ways that individuals are using the tool. And again, it's created such that you can take whatever approach that you typically like to use and just use the tool to still follow and conduct that client meeting. And sometimes too, you might need to use different approaches for different clients or different topics. So that's just the fun of financial planning. So far, we've done a pretty good job of covering a lot of the existing capabilities and some of the nuances. And there's another part of the tool that we'll now expose a little bit more. And that's just some of the different solvers that are available. Wanted to see if you can share just your thoughts on how you frame where to use those solvers, kind of where they fit in, and how to get the most distance with the solvers that are available. So can you maybe just share some thoughts on, you know, how to use the solvers and how they operate?
Sure. I think the solvers, whether we're talking about a more formal mid-year, annual, quarterly meeting, maybe it is a call and response to some news or headlines, but ultimately I think of the solvers as great real-time conversation starters to explore additional potential opportunities and hopefully ones that may inspire new ideas from a client. And so often when I was client-facing before these tools were introduced, I would hear comments and questions from clients. Okay, so now that our kids are grown and they're doing well in their careers and raising their families, now it's time for us to have fun, right? How much can we spend in retirement? And looking back, I would have loved to have a tool to be able to just click a button and get some objective response. Now, being able to have that one click to be able to see what would it look like if we spent X or Y while still achieving that target probability of success, for example. I see it as a huge advantage to be able to, again, like you mentioned, to really connect and resonate with clients. And a few other questions that come to mind in these conversations and where I see the solvers being a great fit is the appropriate amount of life insurance. And while this is sort of a moving target, but with the life insurance gap analysis tools, now we can really begin that conversation with much more concrete objective numbers to start that conversation as well.
Yeah, and I'm absolute agreement with your point on, hey, this is kind of the beginning of finding the ultimate path and course of action that we're going to take. It can kind of give that initial idea of, all right, are we close? Are we far? How significant of a change do we need to consider to, again, achieve these goals? Just gives you those initial insights to then eventually build upon as you seek out the final recommendations to achieve those client goals. So right there with you on that. Now here's maybe a loaded question here for you, Chris, because if you're like me, kind of a planning nerd, there could be a lot of responses here, but what are some of just your favorite reports to view within the Decision Center tool?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. There's so many. Of course, lifetime portfolio value. Obviously have to add Monte Carlo summary, the new tax bracket, tax dollar amount, the estate flow chart. I could go on and on. Really thinking of client meetings, it really depends on the client need and the opportunity. And you mentioned it earlier, being able to adapt and being able to focus on that specific area and demonstrate the before and after or the causation and correlation with these new tools. And in a lot of my coaching, I phrase it or frame it instead of the planning reports as the planning views, right? So what financial planning view are we considering? Is it related to the probability of success? Is it related to taxes and so on? But there's a seemingly an unlimited way to connect with clients using Decision Center and these new views, as I call them, or reports.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you had to ask me that same question, Chris, I don't know if I could just say my one or two favorite. I feel like I love them all. But I'm with you with the estate planning module or view that is essentially interactive flow charts. You call it that, the taxes view. There's so much great data that you can see there. For example, if we're doing Roth conversions, we can see how much did we convert? How, you know, what marginal tax rate are we in? How much more could we potentially convert in a given marginal tax rate or bracket, I should say, and just really building in any meaningful type of view that you can have in your client meeting. They should all be in there. And if you have any ideas, we're always happy to hear feedback from our users. So you can, you know, certainly request or submit product feedback and different thoughts on how to improve you or your client's experiences. So we're always happy to hear that from our users. But yeah, so, well, hey, this has been enlightening so far. I know we are coming close to the end of the episode here, but as we kind of teed up at the beginning as a little tease, we will be unveiling some pretty cool enhancements in the near future. So at this point, right, our listeners can check out the eMoney blog to see and hear a little bit about this, but since we're together and since it's just a few weeks away, wanted to get your thoughts on maybe what you're most excited about with the enhancements that are scheduled for the end of the month.
Yeah, great question. And of course, I'm really excited to see our new co-planner go live at the end of this month, which is essentially an automated planning insights, very similar to like we just discussed, the solvers that can help an advisor or user get the ball rolling and really help steer what direction can or should that client potentially, what options that client should potentially explore to help achieve their goals. And this enhancement, which again, we're planning on releasing at the end of March, will create different planning approaches to consider, again, based on relevant facts and client circumstances. So emphasizing once again, the importance of data entry, connections, integration, and really good data entry best practices there. And from there, a user can then decide what to include, what to exclude, and maybe what to adjust in their presentation. And a user can even decide to dismiss one of the suggested co-planner given techniques from another approach or iteration that can be generated automatically. So really looking forward to the capabilities this is going to offer to continuously improve that financial planning client experience that we offer here at eMoney.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just as excited as you are about CoPlanner and just, again, providing more efficiency with coming up with these planning considerations, but still allowing the advisor and the client to still steer the ship, you know, wherever they want it to go. It's just going to help populate and I think just get some of that initial ideation process started to, again, help serve different considerations that could be on the table, allow for that dialogue with clients. Hey, this is what I like, what I don't, and still the ability to adjust and tweak so that, again, the plan is referencing exactly what is in the client's best interest. So, excellent. Well, Chris, you know me, I could talk even longer, but I do want to wrap up the conversation here. I want to be respectful of your time as well. So again, really appreciate you giving the time, sharing so many great insights and ideas and considerations for our audience members to consider. And yeah, I know that they're going to be benefiting from hearing everything that you had to share here today. So again, Chris, thank you for your time, for your energy. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. And I really appreciate the opportunity. It was a pleasure being on the podcast here, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
I might hold you to that. So thanks again, Chris.
Absolutely.
As we near the end of the first quarter of the year, There is certainly a lot to be thankful here at eMoney Advisor. I am grateful to work alongside a lot of incredible people just like Chris, and again, just want to express my gratitude for his time today. And it's also an incredibly exciting time, as I've said, as we are close to launching yet another impactful capability for our users. Here at eMoney, we are truly committed to our primary mission of helping people talk about money. And our Decision Center is just one way of doing so. But stay tuned for future episodes where we dive deeper on all of the amazing software releases planned for the rest of the year. So until then, this is Brett Tharp saying goodbye for now. We'll talk again soon. Take care.